The Pepper and Dylan Weekly Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Boston Pizza. With 15% off takeout and free delivery, Boston Pizza is open. Enjoy it at home today. Visit bostonpizza.com.
Kiss 91.7.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Weekly Wrap
with Robbie the Intern.
It seems like we're having an extra amount of stupid contests lately, but why not? Most of us are stuck at home, we're dealing with a pandemic, but we still have to have fun. At least now we have some prizes to give away for them.
Stupid contest!
Well, I don't know.
Stupid contest! If you show that you're the best, you can win this dumb contest!
Everybody in this studio on this show has a little unique quirk. Mine is that I will not let anything go.
What? No, not you.
So we did a thing last week about I was convinced that everybody over time was going to get better and better at making what I view to be the greatest sound in, like, just signal that you're about to do, like, that sound, right? The minute you hear it, you know what it is, right?
Right, right.
Right? There are a handful of sounds in your life that the minute you hear it, you know, you identify exactly with what it is. And that's the Netflix sound effect.
Yeah.
And since we're all at home watching Tiger King or Ozark tonight, Robbie.
Yeah!
Season 3. While we're all watching that, we're going to get better and better at hearing that sound, and therefore, the Netflix sound effect contest was born. You hate it. I understand, Dylan. We're already here.
Here's the thing, though.
Might as well sink into it.
You said that we would get better at it.
Yes.
Yesterday was our worst round yet.
It feels like nobody's getting any better at it. This is just, can you say da-dung contest? That's really all that da-dung. It is.
It's now, not had you called it, can you say da-dung? it might be interesting.
Okay, Dave's up first. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So we are playing for a Google Home Mini this morning. A Google Home Mini, while you're self-isolating to occupy your time, you can listen to this radio station if you like. You just need to do the best. Robbie's going to judge you at impersonating the Netflix sound. Go ahead, Dave.
Dun-dun.
Okay, I see what you're doing here.
I like what you're about.
I feel
about
slightly disrespected.
Awesome.
I don't know. Dave, you want to take this more seriously, or is that the way you're going to do it there, Dave?
Go, Dave.
Dun, dun.
Okay.
So he thinks he's a funny guy, does he? Okay. Robbie, what are you going to give him?
It was terrible, but because you're funny, a 3.5.
Okay, 3.5. Yes. So 3.5 is where we are right
now. That's a 9 in my opinion.
Here is Marilyn. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Okay, Marilyn, go ahead. Give us the Netflix sound.
Give it another go.
Sounds like she's missing a part. Go ahead, Marilyn. Do it again. The second part's really good.
It's not
that
bad.
First one doesn't stand out the way it needs.
It's better than Dave, so okay, she knocks Dave out.
Okay, very good. What score?
We'll give that a 5. We'll give that a 5.
Okay, so Marilyn, you have a 5. So
she
now,
didn't even do the da-dung. She
it
just
all
did,
comes down
a subtle
to Angie.
Da-dung.
Good morning, Angie.
Morning.
Can you beat Dave's da-duh and Marilyn's?
I hope so.
What do you have, Angie? Let's hear it.
All right.
Oh. The tone on that
very
was
nice.
Spot on.
Angie, can you replicate it? Can you do it again, please?
Oh. That Robbie. Might be one of the best we've heard.
Robbie enjoys it. Robbie, what do you think?
Let's give that an 8.5.
Wow!
Angie,
wow!
That was perfect tone.
Angie, you dominated the Netflix sound effect contest, Angie.
Oh, boy. What a relief.
Yes, and you...
Why is everybody so sarcastic about this?
No.
You know what? We don't have to give you the Google Home.
No, she's getting it.
She gets it.
All right, hang
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Okay, love you.
Dung dung.
Is it over? Is it done? Is it dum dum? And you're done done?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Kiss 91.7. In case you missed it live, it's the Pepper and Dylan Weekly Wrap with Robbie the Intern.
So, you know how the people running stairs were kind of put on blast, especially on the internet, for not following the social distance guidelines properly? Well, we actually had one of them call us up out of the blue to apologize and admit that, it might not be the best thing to do right now.
Okay, Dylan, no judgment. We do not judge on this show. Promise?
Why?
Promise?
No, why?
Dylan, promise we don't judge.
It's getting really hard not to judge these days.
Robbie, promise?
Yes, promise.
Look, what we're going through right now, this entire planet is going through, this distance is bringing us closer together. And sooner or later, I know there's a lot of criticism of these COVIDiots, they're being called.
There's a lot of them.
Okay, but we've got to remain impartial. We can't judge, and we've got to love one another. Promise.
Oh, man.
Promise.
Promise.
Okay, here we go.
Anonymous.
Don't grin. grit your teeth. Don't anything here. She feels bad enough. Good morning.
Good morning.
She wants to be anonymous.
Why?
But she wants to cop to something. She wants to own up to something. So we want to give her the platform to do that. Go ahead.
I want to publicly apologize to everyone for being irresponsible and being an idiot for being at the Wolf Willow Stairs on Saturday.
Being at the which story?
Wolf Willow.
Wolf Willow.
You were one in the picture with everyone standing right next to each other?
No. I got there at a time where it wasn't too bad as compared to the Glenora Stairs.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That I've been seeing. But when I got there, I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
But I'll just get it done and leave. And then I started seeing pictures afterwards. And I was like, yeah, I was one of those irresponsible idiots.
So you were exercising on the stairs?
On Saturday.
Yeah. Okay,
there's a couple things that...
We don't judge, Dylan.
Well, there's a couple things I'm happy about here. Okay. One, that you recognize it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I wanted to publicly apologize.
I appreciate that. I love that you recognize it. I love that when you showed up, you thought it was a problem immediately, although you went through with it for some weird reason, but you thought it was a problem. And it's good that you are now recognizing it and realizing that you can tell everyone else not to do what you did.
Isn't that big of you, Dylan? You didn't judge.
No.
Dylan has opened his door one time this weekend.
That's it.
He opened his door once. So
time.
For him not to judge you. But Robbie, now Robbie's giving you a dirty look right now. What's the matter, Robbie?
Well, I set out for a walk and I wanted to keep my distance from people.
Yeah.
I wanted to maybe try to get 10K in on Sunday because I just wanted to get out there and just get active. It turned out to be closer to 20 because of all the detours I had to take. I did go near the ledge and I tried to go down and get back across the river. So I went to the Glenora Stairs to go down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't. It was swarmed with people. Just
swarmed
at the entrance. There's dozens of people. Just so many. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
So I had to take a detour down through the trees and the mud and the ice.
You got Robbie's jacket muddy.
Yeah.
Ah. People like you. No judging.
In my defense, the Wolf Willow wasn't as bad as at the time that I went. But after seeing that, I was like, it's not a good idea.
Here's the problem,
Everyone needs to make better choices.
Right. And since we're not, and these pictures have got to the powers that be, hey? Mm-hmm. And so they have now saw the pictures, and now they're going to implement. They're taking our toys away,
it's
guys.
It's going to be like martial law. Yeah.
Right? That's the next thing. The province is working on a plan to penalize people who don't practice physical distancing.
Well, I'm proud of you, Dylan, for not judging. I think I'm going to judge you the hardest in spite of your apology, because what are you doing getting exercise? Like, this is an excuse not to get exercise right now. Go out and go for a walk. Blah, blah, blah. No thanks. Let me stream the hell out of everything, right?
There you go.
All right. Well,
I do apologize. And Pepper, I just wanted to know, is your son getting shifts at the A&W?
He's not. He was actually, he was supposed to work this weekend. And they said, sorry, we don't need you.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on that because my son works at the McDonald's and he works the drive-thru on Sunday. And I'm like, I just feel like we're just exposing ourselves.
Yeah.
That's a tough one that I don't. No one's making
the
decision.
He came home even from McDonald's and said, "I wasn't like distancing myself through the drive-thru either."
Yeah.
Right.
Like I'm still not 6 feet away.
Yeah.
But they were washing their hands like every 15 minutes.
Yeah. There's some question marks that a lot of people are starting to have about getting stuff just drive-thru only or pickup and delivery. I'm curious on how much longer this lasts. Mm-hmm. But okay.
I don't know, guys. I do apologize. My bad.
Dylan, apology accepted?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And you know what? We need more people
like you
to come forward and say, I screwed up and I'm sorry. I won't screw up again.
Robbie.
I mean,
Pepper and Robbie, you accept my apology?
Well, yeah, we're still encouraged to get outside and do our thing, but just stay away. Just keep your distance from people.
I don't accept your apology because you make us look guilty and feel bad that we're not getting as